Good afternoon. The storm system that brought all the wet snow and rain across interior New York and New England continues to track east of Cape Cod. Still with some moisture left and upper-level energy passing through, we'll still have a few rain and wet snow showers around from time to time today, but very little, if any, accumulation in terms of snowfall. And with cloudy skies, temperatures will hold below seasonal averages and in the upper 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs. Still a couple of rain and snow showers around tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with lows back into the lower 30s. Drier weather with high pressure will move in for the day tomorrow. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and temperatures will respond nicely, reaching up into the upper 40s to around 50 for an afternoon high. That high pressure will give way on Monday, although we'll produce plenty of sunshine and dry weather through the day. Although clouds will begin to increase during the afternoon hours, high temperatures will reach into the middle 50s. Another potent storm system will head our way for the day on Tuesday, bringing a steady amount of light to moderate rain with heavier bursts as temperatures reach into the upper 40s. Behind this system, we can expect high pressure to build back in with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday in the mid-50s, before clouds come back into the picture again on Thursday with another chance of rain. This with yet another disturbance in this active weather pattern, temperatures in the lower 50s, and that storm system will continue to move through with a chance of rain on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that storm that continues to intensify off the East Coast will slide farther offshore today. As a result, snow will begin to wind down through the afternoon hours in Maine and New Hampshire. Still, at least a few more inches of snow are possible, especially in interior sections, although rain will tend to mix in before the precipitation ends completely. Farther south, flooding concerns continue in eastern Massachusetts, where more than 2 inches of rain fell in association with the same storm. As precipitation tapers off this afternoon, the risk of flooding should ease, although runoff will keep streams and creeks running high. And the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across northwest Texas and late tonight across the Edwards Plateau. Thunderstorm development is expected along a stalled front across northwest Texas late this afternoon as a weakening mid-level energy area moves in. This is in conjunction with daytime heating. Buoyancy and deep-level vertical shear will be supportive of supercells capable of producing large hail and damaging winds. Low-level shear will not be particularly strong, and any marginal tornado risk should be confined to storms along the boundary this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Cotulla and Laredo, both in Texas, to a low of 17 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few showers or drizzle and highs in the lower 40s, Boston rain and snow in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 52 degrees, the low 32, the record high 77 set in 1986, and the record low 9 in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy with rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy with a rain or snow shower tonight in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s. Sunshine Monday morning giving way to clouds mid-50s. Rain Monday night and Tuesday in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny mid-50s Wednesday. Increasing clouds with a chance of late-day rain Thursday, lower 50s. And another chance of rain on Friday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.